Cymraeg, Cyrpig, Trier, mae iaw er o'n ceistoriot ym y aig, on beidr liv y cawlwm.
Sorry, I don't speak Irish.
Hello. Three murders happened because I had been tortured. I suffer permanent brain injuries as consequences of this torture. Are you able to represent me, please?
Sorry, three murders happened?
Yes. And I went to the local police station making complaints about these murders and other crimes, and I started this conversation in Irish. A police sergeant didn't even recognize that I spoke in Irish. He asked me where am I from and where was I born. He assaulted me in front of a CCTV camera in a police station, saying, quote, "Get out of my station," unquote. And FISRU wrote to me that it confirms that this complaint is admissible and recommends me to instruct a lawyer for an investigation.
Okay. So we do deal with catastrophic brain injury. You know, people who have been admitted to hospital require long-term care plans as a result of the injuries they sustained. So, is that the kind of injury that you sustained, or what's the?
So, I have permanent brain injuries. I have been hospitalized. I'm not currently in a hospital, but these assaults make it impossible for me to get a salary.
Was it the police officer, the Garda, who assaulted you and caused the brain injury?
These brain injuries were not inflicted by a police band. A police band did assault me on the 13th of September as a consequence of these earlier assaults. But
what were the assaults that caused the brain injury?
I am a scientific whistleblower and a migrant. I started suing the university at which I am contracted to work, and so it led me on a wild goose chase, stating that I have to provide proof from its medical services that I am not insane. So I went to a putatively psychiatric putative hospital of its, where they closed doors and declared me to be crazy without a lawyer, without an interpreter, without letting me challenge witnesses, blah blah blah. And the European Committee for the Prevention of Torture repeatedly criticizes violations against international law against me. I eventually won an administrative court case in which psychiatric proofs that I am sane are used, and that defendant is ordered to pay me a lot of money, a salary, but it refuses to obey that court order. And after being inflicted with a chemical weapon causing torture in a putative hospital, I went to a real psychiatric hospital, St. Patrick's University Hospital, and it certifies that I am sane, and but it refuses to give me a copy of a document in medical files about me, which I did see, which...
Okay, I'm sorry to hear about everything you've gone through. I just want we deal with brain injuries that have been caused by like a road traffic accident, you know, personal injury, or like a surgery that went wrong. We're very specialised, and that's all we do. So it's not something that we would be able to look after. I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry to hear this, but I mean, in a supposedly medical treatment, it sounds as if it falls into the category you've just said. In that,
yeah, I mean, it would be. I mean, you're right. It would fall into the medical treatment, but that's just not the kind of work that we do. We only do, like, as I said, like personal injuries arising from road traffic accidents or a workplace injury, such as falling off a ladder. Or like if someone was receiving surgery to in relation to like a neurological issue and that surgery going wrong, that's honestly all we do. We wouldn't, we're so specialised in those areas that we wouldn't be able to do in relation to the kind of query that you have. I'm so sorry.
I didn't fall off a ladder, but this is a workplace incident in that I work.
Yeah,
at a
what I'm trying to say is more traditional kind of workplace injury as such. Sorry about that.
I suppose I'm still not succeeding to convince you, but I mean, I'm neurologically different than a normal person. I am an Asperger autist, and so I was undergoing maltreatment by supposed hospitals because of being not neurotypical. But if that still doesn't convince you, would you be able to recommend whom I could instruct, please?
So we have a policy whereby we don't recommend other solicitors because we just don't know the quality of their work. We wouldn't feel comfortable standing by it. But I would just recommend you just continue to search for brain injury solicitors on Google and see what comes up, and just keep calling around. I'm just so sorry that we can't help you, but it's just we're such a small team. There's only two of us, and we're very specialised, so we just don't even have capacity to branch out into something that wouldn't be our norm, because that would require some learning and research on our part, and we just don't have time for it.
I'm sorry to hear this, but I appreciate being warned. I may make two remarks about your publications of yours on your website. Your website actually claims that you were closed on Fridays, so maybe that's a mistake.
So
all right.
I just took the call. So I have a work phone, and I take calls sometimes on Fridays if I have the time to. That's why I took your call.
All right, thanks. And a video that you have on that you use for rmcm.ie/criminal-injury-solicitor, it seems to be a good video, but I don't know if other persons made this complaint to you. I find that a lot of software doesn't really play the volume very well. I actually had to put it onto a different computer than I usually use, which has loud external loudspeakers, which I use for circumstances such as this. And it's barely audible with Microsoft Edge and VLC Media Player and Windows Media Player on the computer that I normally use. I don't know if maybe this computer has...
I'll definitely look into
it.
Thank you
for
that. I
think
that's because it's best if you can get onto our website developer and see if you can link into
that. Right, but it certainly had no problem with the audio on a different computer. But as I said, that different computer has like actual loud external loudspeakers, so not everyone uses them. So. All right, well, goodbye, thanks.
Good luck, I'm sorry.
Thanks, I need it, bye.
Bye.